Hello, Phil Henry Show. It's time for the world famous Phil Henry Show podcast. Today is going to be a Phil only. Don't listen to today's podcast. Please don't do it. I've been sitting here, and for a couple of days, I've been trying to keep a lid on everything that's been going on inside of me concerning everything that's been happening out there. And I thought, you know what, I better do this now and get it out of my system, because the next time I go on Twitter, I ain't talking about none of this ever again. Because I got to have, you know, I got business to do here. I can't make Donald Trump my life, you know, so... With what happened this past weekend in Las Vegas, there's so much that I got to say because I haven't been able to say it. And then that's it. Tomorrow, we go back to Kenny Slag. We were supposed to have Kenny Slag today. And I started rehearsing Kenny Slag during a pre-show. Now we have no pre-show. Because I launched into this whole thing during the pre-show. So, you know, if you know where I stand politically and it pisses you off, please don't listen. Just, I promise you tomorrow we'll hit a home run with Kenny Slag. You'll love him. But, and we have also episode 1000 coming up. Today's is what, 999? Well, hey, it's life in America, so here we go. If you want to go and shoot a fucking planet up, man, Nevada's the state. They'll sell you anything, man. They'll sell you any fucking thing. Any fucking thing you want. No, well, you see, yeah, I know. There's something I don't get, right? Yeah, you don't understand that. Now, I hate to say this, but now I'm not going to feel bad. And you know, if children are hurt, yes, you understand. I can't be a callous prick because I don't have it in me. But why should I act surprised the next time some motherfuckers shoot something up? See? Why should I even give a fuck? That's the way it's supposed to be. Bill O'Reilly, who I think is drinking way too much these days, I think he's got a drinking problem. I really do. O'Reilly said the other day, that's the price of living in a free society. Now, I'm sure the amount of alcohol he had in him at the time wouldn't allow him to think of what it was he was really saying. Basically saying, dead school children, that's what he was saying, are the price you pay for living in a free society. See? And then he went on to call somebody a loon, I don't know what, and I don't even know why I'm worried about what Bill O'Reilly has to say, out of the fact that people used to listen to this fucking clown. He was always a very stupid man as far as I was concerned. He always came off as stupid, but, you know, easy for me to say now that the guy doesn't have a gig. But, hey, we just had what we just had. The price you pay for living... So the next time one of these happens, and it'll happen, and it'll happen soon, I'm not even going to fucking give a shit. Oh, well, hey, there's the price you pay for living in a free society. Fuck all you. Too bad. We had 900 school children... butchered up. What do you think of that, Phil? What do you mean, what do I think of that? That's the price you pay in a free society, motherfucker. What do I think of that? Well, that's very callous of you. Hey, what am I supposed to say? They're not going to do anything about it. Just accept the body count. Live with it. Love it. You'll be glad you did. Accept the fucking body count. Children? Yes, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. All of those miserable SOBs are saying the same thing. Children, it doesn't matter. Trump, Congress, Fox News, all those mothers are saying the same thing. The body count is what it's going to be. Suck on it. Now, of course, if the body count winds up being a bunch of them, somebody happens to walk into a restaurant where they're having drinks or their fucking Caesar salad or whatever, and starts blasting people, and they all die, well, hey, that's the price you fucking pay. No, that's this one guy that said that, Phil. I understand. It was just Bill O'Reilly. I get it. However, everybody else is acting like that's what it is. They're not saying it, but they're basically living it. They're acting that way. They're not doing a goddamn thing about it, because you can't do anything about it. Is it possible? You can't do anything about it. Because if you do, that's the slippery slope by which they're going to take our guns. Because gun owners are, if nothing, very healthy upstairs. They're paranoid that the government's going to sweep in and take all of their automatic weapons, their bazookas, their tank killers, all of their explosives. And, of course, they're not bright enough to argue on behalf of explosives. It's just, don't even go down that path, because they get really ornery with you, you know. Well, hey, if you guys believe in unlimited, you know, the unlimited purchasing and the possession of arms, what about explosives? Oh, what are you talking about, man? The threat. Never mind. You go ahead and blow your fucking selves up, too. Well, and I spent all this weekend fixated on this. And because Twitter is an anonymous, basically you can post anonymously, people just say whatever they want. I don't even really read my mentions. I don't read what people say, because 90% of them are anonymous people to begin with. And, you know, every N-word and all the racism, there's no sense being made there, in other words. You're not going to have a discussion on Twitter anyway. 140 goddamn characters, and I don't give a shit if they did increase it to 280. You're not going to have a discussion on Twitter about anything, so forget it. And you're not going to have a debate. There's no way you're going to have a debate. You don't debate with 140 characters, Jack. That's not how it works. So go ahead and make your little quick points. If you're going to Twitter for news, you're a mental midget. I mean, the words do not describe how mentally incapacitated you are. If you're going to Twitter for news, if you're going there for news, you need help. You need a doctor's help, because it's the most polluted. It's probably as polluted, if not more polluted, with quasi and just absolute quasi-fact and absolute balderdash and horseshit, almost as much as Reddit, any of those garbage cans that you can root around in and find whatever it is you're looking for. There's just nothing happening there. There's no scholarship going on. There's no brain power at all. I don't even know why the fuck I'm on. I know why I'm on Twitter, because, you know, I thought at one time it was a way to promote. But now the Ruskies are in there. And that's one other thing. We got a president who doesn't believe his own intelligence gathering agencies, doesn't believe his own FBI. Why? Because that would delegitimize, in his mind, his election. Nobody's saying that. What we are saying is that the Russians were in mucking around. But Trump has got such a problem. You know, he has such an ego problem. He has such a self-confidence problem. Or maybe it's because he's such a psychopath that he has to be in control all the time. He cannot hear even so much as a peep, a mouse fart of criticism with regard to his election. He still obsesses about it. He still talks about his vote count. It's as if he's, well, we see this behavior among 12-year-old females and males. Somebody ripped into me the other day and said, what do you mean 9-year-old girls? All right, 9-year-old boys too. But I say girl because it offends men. I didn't say it because I wanted to offend women. Men are offended when they're called a little girl. You know, who, go figure, but that's why I say it. I don't say it to knock little girls. I say it to insult them. It's a pretty good insult, sometimes. So the Ruskies dump all kinds of horseshit there. It's picked up on by people that have a vested interest in promoting a certain point of view, which happens to be a pro-Trump, far-right point of view. And that is the point of view that the Russians want to promote, because that dovetails nicely with their plans for the planet Earth. Now, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is a traitor. I'm not saying any of these things, although I probably in anger have said it a couple times. He's an American. Obviously, I think he wants the best for the country. But I am saying this. The Russians find him useful. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like to be a pawn. Well, you are, man. I hate to tell you. And the more you resist the idea, the more they, you know, love you. The more you tell everybody it's a bunch of fake news, the more the Russians can't get enough of you. And then there's Breitbart, and then there's Fox, and then there's Prison Planet, InfoWars, Alex Jones. All of these clowns who believe that they are the voices, the beacons of freedom and free thought, all of them are being used by Russians to just dump all this shit into the news feeds of America. Oh, the shooter was of ISIS. The shooter's wife was ISIS. There's a possibility that they were Antifa. All of this stuff that is going to delegitimize the truth, especially among right-wingers who are thirsting for a way to get out of this horrific conversation they've been forced to have over the last weekend, which is, hey, asshole, not only was it not ISIS, not only was it not a Islamist terrorists, it was a white guy who lived here, some white dude who liked to go gamble $100 a hand, video fucking poker, 66 years old. He's about as mainstay right-wing Republican. I don't know what the guy's political point of view is, but dude is about as far away from ISIS as you can get. And that really fucked up the whole worldview of these right-wingers this weekend. So they were tooth and nail, scrapping, lying. Oh, my God. They've never been against lying. Lying like Alex Jones. Hey, I got information that you ain't got shit. I'll tell you what you do have, man. You probably got in your hot little fat hands there, Alex, something that the Russians want you to read to really begin to sow the doubt. I don't know. Maybe you're on their fucking payroll. Who knows? Who knows? I'm serious. They might be paying the motherfucker. He may be thinking he's doing God's worth. He may be helping America by doing what the Ruskies want him to do, because in the end, it's going to be the best thing for America. That's like the fucking definition of a fucking Quisling. Who's Quisling, Phil? Quisling was a traitor to the Norwegian people in World War II. He was the puppet prime minister of Norway installed by the Nazis. And he really believed he was doing a good thing for his people, the Norwegian people. It turned out he was not. And he was forevermore associated with, and I don't know what happened to him. They might have hung him. They might have shot him. Who knows? But the name Quisling, like Benedict Arnold and so many others, is forevermore associated with treason and selling out your own people. You don't want to do that, do you? Now, here's the good part is the majority of Americans know what I'm saying. Majority of Americans understand, and majority of Americans agree. Majority. And I mean that. Around 35, what? I don't even know if it's that high. I know that there's a support, there is a approval rating for Trump around 38%. But I don't know how many of that 38% are hardcore base, you know, people that buy this shit. People that sit with, you know, their chin in both hands watching Alex Jones or listening to whatever right winger is telling them that it's all a figment of the left's imagination. If only there wasn't the left. Oh, my goodness gracious gosh. Except when it so happens the left is in the right, like this past weekend. We got a gun problem, and it's among white men in this country. Well, lo and behold, here you go. Now, everybody said, at least everyone who's opposed to gun control, all of the righties, all these cats that want to make sure that there's guns, plenty of guns, maybe more guns than we need, but you can never have too many guns. All these guys are saying the same thing. There's a slippery slope you don't want to slide down. These are the same guys that said Obama was going to take their guns. Obama was not going to take, or was going to take their guns, and he didn't. And then they had to come up with, in retrospect, they concocted this one. You know what? It was never really about Obama taking, that was about power. You were wrong, asshole. Oh, I'll never be wrong. I know. Well, then therefore you are disposable. Well, what is that supposed to mean? I don't know, but I mean, you're of no use to anybody. You're no use to the society, a society trying to build. If you're just as rigid as hell and you're never going to be changed, you're useless. You're worthless. You have no valuable opinion because you have no way of inputting new information. It's always going to be this one way. So contribution is pointless. And then there's Hillary was going to take all the weapons. Well, you know, she didn't do that either. And to this fucking day, these motherfuckers can't stop talking about her or Obama. What is wrong? I'll tell you what's wrong. They can't. They're embarrassed by Trump. I'm done, man. I'm done with Twitter. The only other thing I'm going to use Twitter for promoting the show, promoting my work. That's it. You know, I'm checking out, man. It's not like I'm not going to be aware of what's happening. I am, but I can't live it. I can't do it. Because I have very unhealthy thoughts, man. No, nothing like what you're thinking. I'm just saying I have thoughts that will cause my blood pressure to rise. You might as well have, if you're CNN or Fox, Have a crew on standby at all times. Now, Fox won't do this because they won't admit that this is a possibility. But you from here on out, have a crew with a mobile unit on standby, ready to go, to roll to the next massacre scene. Because there will be one. It's just a matter of time. And we don't know where it'll be either. Would it be back in a grade school? Maybe a kindergarten this time? Maybe a nursery, as somebody was saying. I was reading, someone was mentioning that, and I'm sure they took no end of shit. But like I said, what we're being told by the president, the Congress, everybody, every gun nut out there, you can't do anything about it. We will not give up our guns, even if it means the death by the thousands of innocent school children. We will not give up our guns. That's what they're saying. That is exactly what they're... You cannot, folks, don't turn your eyes away from it. Don't do it, man. Don't do it, Barnes. If you don't believe me, ask yourself, what solutions has the NRA and the rest of those slobs, what have they put forward over the last 24 to 48 to 72 hours? Huh? Anything? No. Fuck no. They don't know what to say. So they'll debunk every theory that you... These assholes... Now, this was beautiful. Last night I saw this stat. You guys know this name, Ben Shapiro? This is another brain surgeon that everybody thinks is so fucking far out. This cat cited statistics showing the murder rate going down since 1993. Well, really? Well, guess what that means? It was going down during Obama, the exact thing that Trump said it wasn't doing. But guess what happened? All these gun, you know, this gun mayhem is happening, so they got to actually speak some truth for a change. Because the truth, they think, backs them up somehow. Look, see, the murder rate's going down, so... You can't really honestly believe that these guns are really that bad. No, you're right. It's not, 59 people murdered in the middle of a festive evening. It's going to happen, right? On the average, though, the crime rate's going down. Thank you, Obama. Well, if you're going to do that, then you have to blame Obama for this. No, I thought you said the murder rate was going down. That's what I was associating him with. Well, yeah, but... And Twitter's the best thing that ever happened to these guys, as far as I'm concerned, because if anybody was saying that in front of me, I cannot guarantee what I would do. I probably would... be led away in a straitjacket. Oh, my God, man. I'm looking at people crying on TV. You know, I need more than 140 characters, I guess. I'm sorry. They don't want their weapons taken from them. They want their, these idiots. I mean, they are as, I don't think 99.999% of these assholes have ever shot one of these weapons at another human being in their lives. They talk like, that's to protect my family. Half of these assholes, this is their family, a hamster and a cat. That's their family. My family. It's a raccoon that they dance with. And who? His cousin. Your family. A bazooka, a submachine gun, automatic weapons up the wazoo. God knows what else you got in there. This asshole had 47. Come on. What are you protecting? Half of these cats live in... You're living in a goddamn house made out of mud. 58 people killed, 527 wounded. And that's the price of living in a free society. You call that a free society? See, again, I'm quoting Bill O'Reilly, and I shouldn't. I should feel great pity for the man. I mean, you got to feel pity for a guy that says something like that. But I will tell you this, in defense of Bill O'Reilly, that's what everybody is saying, essentially. He's just mouthing... the vox populi among the right-wingers. Well, it's going to happen. People are going to die. I remember this asshole saying that to me after 9/11. I said, 3,000 Americans. Well, people are going to die. See, that's the voice of a guy that, as long as it isn't him or his dying, he's too fucking chicken shit to do anything about it, so he can live with a high level, that kind of level of murder... rather than go to war. War, to him, is the ultimate no-no, because that's going to fuck his whole life up. It's going to mess up his, oh, God knows what, his, you know, meeting there at the comic book store on weekends, dressing up as the Green Goblin. I don't know. Running around in a Spider-Man cape, something. So anything to keep his life intact, which means you 3,000 people that just got incinerated in that building, thank you. That's the price we pay for living in a free society. And all of you little kids that got, I'm going to keep bringing up, because that, you know, it happened. No, it wasn't a hoax. It did happen. Sandy Hook. I'm going to keep talking about Sandy Hook. They want to bury that one. They want to say it's a hoax. Anything to keep the right wingers, moving forward in their obsession to get rid of liberals, because liberals taught their women how to fuck without consequences. Liberals endorse birth control. Liberals endorse abortion, which means the right wingers woman can go out and fuck all these liberal men and not have to have a baby, and you know, she's free of the limp dick constraints of whatever it is the guy's problem is. I don't know. Thinks America's a certain thing to him. So I have to do this show, and I didn't want to do a Phil Only today, man. I wanted to do a Kenny Slag, but I started pouring out of me, because all this weekend I found myself tweeting more and more ridiculous shit, trying to pack into 140 words, 140 characters, a whole, you know, river of anger. And I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to allow the presidency of Donald Trump to influence each day to the extent that I'm distracted by it. You know, he's going to do what he's going to do. I personally think he's a lousy president. You may like him. Good for you. That's great. I'm an American. I won't cause any problems. I don't have a criminal record. I you know, I do what I got to do to try to help my country, but I can't keep thinking about this dog shit because it's distracting me away from, you know, making a living. And that's the problem. I always assumed that we would be free to have our careers and do what we wanted to do in America, and you wouldn't have to worry about who the president was. Now I do, because we've got a psychopath, because we've got a guy who's never fucking wrong about anything at all. He cannot take any criticism at all. He's distracted by it for days on end. If anybody says, hey, Donald, I think you got a ketchup stain on your tie, that guy, he's into that for the next 16 days. How dare you say I have a ketchup stain? Do you know this person here is saying that I have a ketchup stain? You know, they've had ketchup stain. This guy will go on and on like a fucking five-year-old for days, weeks. And if you don't like it, if you criticize him for it, hey, lighten up. So now we got a press, you know, the press secretary there, this Sarah Sanders, who polished in the art of lying and bullshit. She even said this the other day. She said, this is not the time to be discussing gun control. Now, she said that so calmly that a lot of people believed it. I ain't going to believe it. I'm not going to let any one of those sorry son of a bitches tell me how to think, feel, act. They're not going to take my humanity away from me, okay? I know that what she said is shit. I know that the time to talk about it was exactly the day it happened and the day after. Let's not politicize it. Those cocksuckers, excuse my French, on the right side of this thing, politicize everything when it has to do with Muslims, ISIS, anybody with brown skin. They politicize the shit out of it, and they do it within seconds. All it'll take is one more stupid thing from Donald Trump. So one more dumb fucking comment from that guy. He is like a never-ending font of that stuff. He goes to San Juan, Puerto Rico. He's knocking the mayor of San Juan. Donald Trump wouldn't know how to deal with a disaster like that if they put a shotgun to his balls. So he's knocking the mayor of San Juan because what? Because she knocked him personally. Nasty to Trump. The third person thing with him is particularly weird, because he said it in an interview with Lester Holt. He said, I was thinking about this thing with Trump and Russia, with that annoying God. There's a certain person that has, there's a certain New York accent where they say Russia, that kind of thing. And usually I blow it off. It's cool. But on Trump, it bothers me, because he's already an ignorant motherfucker. And that just takes it up to, that turns it up to an 11. Trump and Russia. So the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico said something about him, and now he can't get off that for another 18 years. He'll be on that forever. How dare she said something about him? Probably said something like, why don't you do your job, fatso? Well, he couldn't take that, so, you know, but you got to live with it. That's the price for living in a fucked up society with Donald Trump at the head of it. You got to live with a president that every day says something dishonest, says something that's false. And by that, I mean every day he lies. Every day he says something grotesquely insulting or inaccurate or beyond the pale. Every day, and he thinks he's doing it in the name of shaking things up. He thinks he's a real Beau Brummel. He thinks he's a real original thinker. He doesn't understand. People can't stand him. People hate this guy. He didn't get it. Because all he does is go to those rallies where he packs the hall with people that'll kiss his ass for a hat. And he just lives in a world of denial. He denies the reality that's all around him. He gets angry at his aides because he didn't get enough people in some rally. Well, people don't want to go to your fucking rally, man. They don't want to be around you. They don't want to listen to you anymore. He wants to fire this guy or that person because they didn't protect his tender ass over some issue. God knows what. And the most shocking thing of all, and it may have something to do with some kind of a clause having to do with not disclosing the inner secrets of Trump. So the people he cans, the people that he has treated the worst, they got nothing to say but, you know, glowing things about him. The Spicers, the Scaramucci, all these guys. They just, yeah. Well, I don't believe that shit, so it's got to have to do with money. It has to do with some kind of a severance because they don't appear to be stupid men. Spicer even went on, you heard him. He knew he was lying. He said he was lying. He proved to the rest of us what we'd all suspected, Trump's a liar. He basically came out and said it. Now we got this voter commission. I don't know if you're noticing this. They're trying to trump up something. They're trying to, excuse the French, trump up something in New Hampshire. They're trying to pretend like New Hampshire had fraudulent voting to the extent that it changed an election. It's absolute bullshit. It is a lie. And it is being proffered not only by Trump, but this slob that they got. What's this guy's name? Korbach? Orbach? Something like, I don't know what garbage can they pulled this asshole out of. I'm telling you, he's going to make a case for voter fraud that's going to inspire something in Trump so that Trump will somehow try to, you know, get out of the 2020 election. He'll probably say, you know what, I don't think we should have an election because there's too much bullshit going on. I'm going to have to remain president for a few years. You know, I'm telling you, man, weirder things have happened in this world. Trump would do, he has no respect for the system, the Constitution, what America is. He doesn't know what America is. He doesn't know America. He's never really invested in America. He doesn't understand what it is. He was raised by this, whatever his father was, some castrating mother. He has no conscience. So America, just like a woman, just like a friend, like a building, like a suit of clothes, like a kid, these are all stepping stones to some height that he can't even, he'll never reach. He can't fill the emptiness inside of him. That's what every psychopath has to deal with. They are empty. Ask them. They probably won't be honest with you, but they know. They can't fill the hole inside of them. Trump is trying, but he can't. He's always dissatisfied. Look at this guy. He seems to have at least enough money to sit on his ass for the rest of his life. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to run around the world and bother people. He wants to put a golf course in Scotland and piss those people off over there. He wants to go down to Florida and fuck around down there. Wherever he goes, he wants to just bug people. Stick his finger in the nose. He thinks he's making things better. I don't even think he thinks he's making things better. I think he just wants to go and piss people off and then convince all of the sycophants and all the ass lickers that he hires that he's actually trying to make things better. People like this Sarah Sanders, the press secretary, she really believes he's trying to make things better. She's got a father, Mike Huckabee, who I interviewed once, who seemed like a nice guy. I think he's got the same problem Trump's got. I don't think he's got an ounce of conscience. I think he thinks it's funny what's happening in this country. Funny. He was making jokes here 24 hours ago with dead bodies in Las Vegas. He was making jokes on Twitter. It's one for the books, man. So that's why I promise you, I thought about going back onto Twitter and deleting everything that I'd ever written there. Oh, fuck it, you know. But I'm not going down that road, man. From now on, everything I write on that bothersome, wish I'd never discovered it, pain in the ass app. It's going to have something to do with something other than Donald fucking Trump. And, man, as far as Vegas goes, you know, I'll tell you what, you cannot let them get away with essentially what their point is, and it is this. This is going to be life in America as long as the right wing runs things, because they'd rather have massacres and slaughters in the street like this than to give their guns up. So start sucking on it, America. And not only that, if you think about it, it's a way to keep you down. It's a way to keep you controlled. It's a way to keep your mouth shut. The fear that at any moment one of them will rise up and start spraying some public place with bullets. Trump hadn't said a goddamn, because he's a, you know, what can he say? If it was a Muslim, he wouldn't stop talking. He wouldn't stop running his sewer. But it's one of his white boys. It's a guy like him. You know, sort of like him. White, old, impotent, ugly as fuck, violent. Probably smacks his girlfriend around. You know the type. What can I tell you? All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Back tomorrow with Kenny Slay.